Hello everyone and welcome to a brand new episode of the IndieNaut podcast, where we interview some of India's next best analytical and creative minds who are not only revolutionizing their own field but at the same time transforming India's entrepreneurial ecosystem one step at a time. Our guest for the day is the co-founder and CEO of Polygon, a made in India cryptocurrency protocol that has a market capitalization of over $5 billion. Polygon, backed by angel investors Balaji Srinivasan and Mark Cuban, aims to provide scalability to the Ethereum blockchain and is among the top 20 crypto tokens globally. Today's episode is one of the most inspiring stories we have covered on our podcast.
We have with us Jayanti. Let us jump right into the conversation. Hi Jayanti, I hope you're all settled in.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Gautam.
Great, great, great. So let us start off with your origin story, JD. What attracted you to the cryptocurrency space and how did you start Polygon?
Yeah, this is an interesting story. So I was in housing.com in 2014. I joined housing.com in 2014. Before housing, I was doing something else. Like I was in a startup. Before that, I was doing, I was a software engineer at service-based company, Persistent Systems in Pune. And 2014, I joined housing.com as a software developer. And since like between 2014 to 17, I was also doing multiple side projects just for the fun, for my curiosity, right? And one of the project was to create a betting platform, right? Just okay. List of bets and you can go there and kind of put a bet on TV series and films. So let's say the game of, for example, Game of Thrones, right? You know, after each episode, everyone starts speculating who will die, who, what will happen to this character, etc. Right on the Reddit,
okay,
everywhere on the media as well. So I thought, like, why don't we just create a one betting platform for particularly for the TV series. And the movies, like, you know, the whole Marvel universe, or maybe, you know, there are many kind of universes in film. So I thought it would be great to kind of, you know, create a kind of, you know, fan theories around that and create a community around that and get money, like, you know, out of it. So I wanted to integrate, I created the page for the bunch of kind of, you can post like similar to Hacker News, right? You can post your theories and once people can put the money on it, and when you are right, like, the owner of the post gets the money. That was the plan. Or maybe owner get the commissions, or there'll be two parties who says yes, other says no, and the money goes from yes to no if the theory is right, theory is wrong. So I kind of, you know, started playing around this idea, and I thought, like, let's create a payment system, like, let's integrate the payment system. And I didn't want to create a company, register a company for the license of the Paytm or Stripe. And it was kind of, you know, global, like, you know, I wanted to have a global community instead of just for the community, like, simple, I would say, region specific. So I thought, like, you know, I remember, you know, Bitcoin is something similar. Payment, global payment systems, and you don't require any kind of permission from anyone else. So I started looking at Bitcoin, and I was thinking how to integrate to this platform. And then that started my journey with the cryptocurrency, right? And I went to the Bitcoin, learned about it, and then I realized, okay, there is also kind of, you know, blockchain called Ethereum. So I started with Ethereum, and then I pitched my side project and fully went to the cryptocurrency space. Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. You know, from a betting platform to global payments to Ethereum,
yeah.
And now here we are. Okay. And now here we are, and that is Polygon. You know, Polygon is right now one of the most important companies in the cryptocurrency and blockchain space, not just in India, but, you know, around the world. And, you know, it'd be great if you could, you know, educate our viewers about Polygon and what your work is solving in the cryptocurrency space.
Yeah, so Polygon, by the way, like Polygon was not Polygon.
It was Matic
Network. Yeah.
Yes.
We rebranded to Polygon. So in late 2017, I started Matic Network. And at the time, like, you know, when I was doing some research on the cryptocurrencies and everything, I realized, you know, there is a need for the scaling solutions, right? So if you think about Ethereum, it takes 14 to 15 seconds for your transactions to mine, confirm. And it also takes like a huge amount of fees. So like $25 gas fees, right? Like yes. You won't be paying like, you know, thousands of rupees just for the transfer of the money, right? So that was the issue, right? And I thought, like, you know, people are discussing, people were discussing about the scaling solutions and how to scale the applications. And few people were also trying to scale it, but they were not kind of not thinking about developers. They were not thinking about how developer would use it. Like, you know, basically, okay. Developer experience was so that was not the focus for them. And for me, like, I was as a developer, like, you always think about like how I would use it, right? So I thought, like, no, this is not going to work for other people. Let me try kind of know in-house. And then kind of know I started with the framework called Plasma for the scaling. And then I thought, like, you know, if you want to provide scaling solutions on top of Ethereum, you want as flexible as like, you know, the developer experience should be as good as Ethereum itself, right?
All right.
If you make it like a more complex than that, people won't come, you know, because, you know, if you evolve something, like if you make something better, you obviously kind of know it should be better than the current system. Otherwise, people kind of not won't be able to come there for just for the scaling solution. So, and other people will just come and take your share, market share, right? So for us, like, we kind of created the same platform as Ethereum, but faster, and kind of know kind of send a checkpoint.
Scalable.
Or, you know, hash, yeah, yes. Scalable. So fees is like very, very like 0.00001 USD. Our block time is 2 seconds to 4 seconds. So people can just send transactions in 2 seconds, 4 seconds, just similar to UPI, you could say, right? It's done. So yeah, so that's like fee scale blockchains, to be honest, like in the short sentence, yeah.
So let's expand on the solution you just talked about, you know, and I think in the industry, this is known as an L2 solution, right? And so my another question regarding this is that, you know, why isn't Ethereum being able to solve this problem itself? You know, why is there a need for an Ethereum scaling project like Matic, yeah, or now known as Polygon?
It depends, you know, there is a a term called scaling trilemma, okay, blockchain trilemma. So it means that you can't solve security, decentralization, and scaling together. You know, you always like have to trade off
one for the other.
That, yeah, one,
okay,
for the other. So the thing is that Ethereum is basically trading scaling for the security and the decentralization.
Okay.
Yeah. So okay. If you see the number of nodes in Ethereum are like huge, like more than thousands and, you know, 10,000s around the globe. So if you want to confirm your transactions around all the nodes, it will take some time, right? So you can't kind of, you know, create the huge blocks with less fee and expect this scaling, you know, scalable. So that's a issue, like, you know, issue with the Ethereum. So they are trying to little bit kind of, you know, expand on the scaling solution, scaling in Ethereum next version, Ethereum 2.0. But again, like, you know, there they are kind of creating the shards, like multiple shards, and then if you want to transfer like your money from one shard to another shard, it will might take some time. So it's basically trade-offs, right?
Right.
So for us, like what we did is kind of we relying on the Ethereum. We kind of narrow down our total number of validated nodes. So we currently have 100 validated nodes instead of thousands of nodes. That's kind of gave us an edge for the few for most of the dApps, most of the applications, right? When I say dApps, it means decentralized applications. So sorry if I
Not a problem at all.
Yeah. So for most of the applications, you know, don't need like kind of a huge like if you are transferring let's say billions of dollars, you might wait for let's say 15 seconds or so. But if you are playing game, trading and everything, but you know, maybe doing some paying for the coffee, everything, you might like you know just for the wait for the 2 seconds, that's fine for you as well. Like not for 2 seconds, 14 seconds is too much for you. So for particular applications like NFTs, for trading, for like well, for 90% of applications, Matic is kind of for our platform Polygon is enough. You know, you don't need a like huge security aspect of it. But again, like you know, when you have 100 validators all over the world, there's also kind of enough security for that.
Right.
The second thing is that we also kind of know working towards the zero knowledge based solutions. So even if zero knowledge is kind of no mathematical aspect of the scaling solution, so you rely on the mathematics instead of the people, the nodes, and then it gives you a edge on the like. Obviously, you rely on the Ethereum for the final final things. But most of the time, it kind of no works. You can say like no huge scaling, scaling kind of no bandwidth you will have using the zero knowledge technology. Yeah.
Another concept that comes into the picture, I believe, is the proof of stake system, right? As compared to a proof of concept. Yeah. And can you elaborate on that once?
Yeah. So in proof of currently Ethereum and Bitcoin both are proof of work, right? So you have to find the hash like nonce. To create the block, right? So you have to kind of know put the huge amount of infra hardware to find that nonce, mathematical nonce. So you just kind of know iterate, like you know, find the nonce in certain amount of time. Like in Bitcoin, it's 10 minutes. In Ethereum, it's 14 seconds. Sorry. What we do is the proof of stake. So in proof of stake system, you put your money in the system and become a validator, become a producer of the blocks. So for example, say, you know, if you are putting if you're investing in one company, obviously you won't kind of you know, cheat with that company, for example, you know, because you have a skin in the game, right? Mm-hmm. Similar for the system, right? If you're putting some money in the system, you always work to make the system better, right?
Got it.
Yeah. So that's the idea of the proof of stake.
That is why Polygon is much more is a much more efficient and scalable system as compared to
So it gave us a kind of create a like you know you can create a faster block system.
Right.
Ethereum 2.0 also going into the proof of stake mode, but again like you know if you have huge number of nodes, you have to kind of trade off. You have to trade for scalability for the security and that is
Right. Recently the first ever blockchain merger happened, right? Which involved your organization Polygon absorbing Hermes with the new name now being called Polygon Hermes, right? And I think 26 members of their team have like now joined hands with Polygon. So, you know, with big collaborations and partnerships happening regularly for Polygon, what's the long-term vision for your company?
Yeah. So, I think I told you like, you know, for us, we are betting on the zero knowledge technology, right? No. So then it is very cutting edge technology. First of all, it is very hard to like, it has a many limitations and people are just starting out on working on that. And what we think is that there are many scaling kind of problems plus the data problems of the blockchain can be solved using this technology. And that's what we are heading for, right? What we are going to do is that we're going to create the ecosystem of the blockchain scaling solutions. We start with a simple our chain like Polygon POS proof of stake chain, Hermes rollup chains, and multiple like Polygon SDK app specific chains, right? So what we're going to do is kind of create the suite of solutions for the people to build on, right? So people can just choose like which platform to go on, and they can choose like, you know, based on their application. So if you're building the DeFi kind of solutions, decentralized finance, you need a more higher security, and then you go for the zero knowledge based rollups or secure rollups or some other zero knowledge based scaling solutions, right? So, and for, let's say, if you're building some betting platform for us, kind of a similar as I was doing, you can create your app specific chains and kind of, you know, start accepting bets on the esports, on football, cricket, etc. So it depends on how you want to build your application. So we provide a suite, you can just use it and build your own applications. And in the next, like, you know, currently, if you think about ZK shortcut, so if you build ZK based technology, it takes, so if you want to create a proof of ZK's block, it takes a time and hardware to create a proof. So now, kind of, currently it takes a while depending upon the complexity of the proof. But in the future, we assume kind of a new technology will come, optimization will come, and the algorithm will come, and then it kind of decrease the time of the proof creation. And that will also help us kind of scale the blockchains in the future. Yeah,
that's amazing. You know, I think scalable blockchain and scalable cryptocurrency projects and organizations, I think that's the future of technology in general, right? Financial technology, that is the future of financial technology. I think right now it may not be projects being developed specifically in India may not be that centric around blockchain or cryptocurrency, but 3 to 4 years down the line, we might see a surge of such projects rolling in, you know, with regulations becoming much more simpler and much more, you know, straightforward. So that's amazing. You know, congratulations to your team on doing all of the work right now.
Thank you.
Let's talk about the cryptocurrency market in general. Okay, so, you know, 2021 has been a crazy or a whirlwind of emotions year for you know, the cryptocurrency market. You know, whether it was things related to the blockchain miners based out of China, or it was everything related to Elon Musk's tweet around cryptocurrency, or certain cryptocurrencies facing the heat from US government's SEC. There have been a lot of things that have happened in the cryptocurrency market, and that's resulted in the prices, you know, fluctuating a lot, you know, between from all-time highs to sudden crashes. You know, this year has seen it all. So, you know, what are your thoughts on the current crypto space, and, you know, what trends do you see emerging over the next couple of months as 2021 ends?
Yeah, I mean, in crypto, like, everything is very fast, right? So in 200, from like, for me, from 2017 to 2021, it's like, you know, many things are, you know, have come, and kind of, you know, I'm kind of learning every day. So for us, like, in crypto, like, of course, you know, in 2017 it was like ICO boom, right? And people were kind of buying a bunch of tokens here and there. People kind of also made some scams out of it. But the thing is that, you know, in this crypto space, it's very, very new, first of all, right? And the money is there, right, in crypto. Like, if you see, like, if you want to start right now, it's very easy to start in crypto. It's very easy to raise money in crypto compared to Web2 startups, right? Everything is new. So if you are doing, there is many opportunity for anyone to start in crypto, right? And people are still figuring it out what to make out of the crypto, right? So people have started kind of creating the decentralized finance on top of crypto, right? Which means that if you want to create some lending borrowing platform on crypto, you don't need a permission from the bank, right? You just create a bunch, you can just write some bunch of contracts, even kind of, you know, 18, like 20 years old, kind of, you know, people, kids also kind of deploy and do their
yes,
they want, right, on the crypto. And it's not possible in normal finance, right? If you go on the normal finance,
there's so much regulation, right? There's so much regulation, so much, you know, so much doubts on credibility itself, you know, that age becomes a factor. But in the crypto space, I think that's the biggest thing, right? There's no judgment over there. It's just,
exactly, just
look at the beauty of your work.
exactly. Right. And the thing is that when the system is open, obviously, you know, there will be some problems, scams, etc. Will happen. But what I'm saying is that in the near future, like, you know, government also kind of, all the governments, not just for the India, I'm saying worldwide, people just recognize the good part of the technology and what it can kind of give us in terms of the DeFi, in terms of the NFT, DAO, organization level. I think once the legal part is kind of, you know, streamlined, it will be better for the whole community, right? And for the market, in 2018-19 was a bearish market, and then to 2020-2021, the DeFi actually boomed into 2020 summer, and now like the NFT is very much very popular. Yes. Right? People are getting NFTs, like, so those things are kind of, you know, those things showed us that, you know, there is a way to remove the permission and the middlemen, right? For the artist, for example, with NFTs, if you see, artists are, you know, the creators are kind of, you know, create their art directly and sell on the blockchain without any kind of middlemen, right? You know, but they can sell art, like, you know, digital ducks, digital apps, and, you know, on the blockchain, and on the finance side, again, like, you know, people are just kind of people started creating applications like borrowing platform, banks on the blockchain, which basically gives us a power to directly to people instead of the banks or middlemen, basically, who are kind of, you know, running on the legacy system. So I think this, the whole thing is very, very exciting. Of course, like, you know, obviously there is much hype going on, but again, you know, when new market comes, hype kind of gets built up, and then after some time it just settles in, and then kind of new use cases come and people like start using it. Yeah, so I think I'm hoping, like, you know, it's just a matter of time, blockchains and the whole thing will go mainstream. Yeah. Maybe it won't be the same form as we are seeing right now. It will be hidden maybe in the back end or something like that, but again, like, you know, it's I feel like it will happen later or sooner. Yeah.
I mean, I think recently Visa purchased an NFT, so, you know, yes. I think the future is bright.
This is one example, right? Like, they're also kind of, you know, looking at the whole space very closely.
So, you know, let's talk about what you said, you know, that is the future of the internet. That is Web 3.0 that has been dubbed by, you know, crypto practitioners and everything. So your organization also recently launched Polygon Studios, right? Which focuses on blockchain gaming, NFTs, and, you know, and acts as a metaverse hub. So, you know, in the simplest of terms, please tell us, what are NFTs? What is the metaverse? And what is the future of the internet?
Yeah, it's very hard to explain. So NFT is basically non-fungible token, right? There are two kinds of tokens, you can say fungible and non-fungible. And fungible token is basically simple as like rupees, right? 10 rupees from your pocket is similar 10 rupees of in my pocket, right? So you can trade it like 10 rupees, it doesn't matter. And non-fungible is basically you can't trade people, right? So people are non-fungible, right? So it's kind of unique things I have for mouse, like it's non-fungible. I can't just kind of know my mouse is my mouse. Obviously you can kind of like not trade your mouse with other mouse, but I'm kind of not very comfortable with my mouse. So it's similar. Yeah. So it's similar to like, you know, things you are kind of, you know, very non-fungible. And it can be anything, you know, and on the blockchain, non-fungible asset is kind of, you know, it can also have a different asset underneath. It can be like, you know, art, it can be multiple digital assets like, you know, tokens or other kind of things, or maybe bond, you know, it can be loan, it can be anything else. So you can create NFTs out of anything. You know, you can kind of, let's say if I have a contract between you and me on the loan side, like, you know, we can create NFT and you can I can give it to you. And then you can transfer to somewhere else if you are kind of want to kind of settle the debt with that other guy or something like that. So it can be, you know, NFT is basically think about like asset under and with the underlying other assets, different assets, right? Complex assets basically. So maybe multiple complex contracts, and then you can create NFT, simple NFTs, and can transfer something like that. So in currently, like people are just creating the simple art and selling at it's an NFT. What we are thinking is that the gaming assets in the games like PS5 or Activision and multiple other games also will have NFTs in the games, right? So if I'm buying some sword in the game, it would be an NFT, right? It would be rare.
All right.
You can basically transfer or on the marketplaces directly, etc.
Right.
So and that's why, like, you know, we created the arm of Polygon. It's called Polygon Studio, just for the NFT and gaming.
All right.
And it's just a kind of, you know, it's kind of, you know, very focused arm of Polygon, which kind of, you know, only focuses on the NFTs, gaming, investments, advice. We will just give advices to big companies, and sometimes, you know, big companies want to go into NFTs, but then they don't have a clear path or directions, or they don't understand what is NFT and how do we use that, etc. So we help them as a part of the Polygon Studio and bring them on Polygon. That's the idea.
That's amazing. I have one last question for you, JD. You know, and this is something we ask every guest on our platform. You know, we've officially dubbed you an Indian Art, okay? And what advice do you have for other aspiring entrepreneurs or other aspiring folks who want to enter the crypto space?
Yeah, so for specific Indian entrepreneurs who want to do something and create a startup or something, I'm saying, you know, the blockchain crypto space is a go-to platform market, and I don't know, capture that market right now in India or anywhere in the world. So if you're thinking kind of creating some startups or exploring something, look at the crypto and blockchain for sure. Like, it should be on the top priority. The second thing is that, you know, don't think about the legal or kind of, you know, regulation perspective in India, because, you know, you always create something and then kind of, you know, regulation will sort out. But don't just rely on the regulation. You just start creating, you know, just think about the creating something and then think about the regulation later. I think this is the best advice I can give, because, you know, people's definitely
this is the loop people get stuck at, you know, what about regulation. I think this is the best advice.
Yeah, so people don't think about the creating, people think about the regulation. So I'm saying, don't think about the regulation. First, focus on something meaningful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Thank you so much, JD. We wish you and Polygon the best of luck for the future. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us today. The IndieNaut Podcast is available on YouTube, Apple Music, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. Be sure to follow us on Instagram and Facebook to receive all updates on the upcoming episodes. We'll see you in the next one.